Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we jump into today's episode, we have got to talk about a company that we recently discovered, Harkla. Not only do they make high-quality sensory products and supplements, but the owners are also local to us in Boise.
We had the opportunity to sit down and chat with them, and our missions totally align. You know that we only recommend companies and products that we trust and use ourselves, which is why we're so excited to share this amazing company with you.
Stay tuned to hear more later in this episode, as well as to get a special discount.
Okay, let's start today's episode.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Sensory Project Show.
This is episode 124. Oh, this is Rachel and Jessica, by the way, in case you were wondering who we are. And today we are talking with the amazing Jennifer Blossom.
Yes, and she is the owner, the creator, the founder of Blossoming Moms Co. And she does it all. To be honest with you.
She does.
She is amazing. She is just a little spitfire, full of energy, full of positive energy and motivation. And we cannot wait for you guys to meet her via virtual podcast.
Yeah, so let's jump in and have fun.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so excited to have you here today. We're going to ask you our five secret questions really fast, and then we'll get into the good stuff.
Yay, can't wait.
All right, our first one, would you rather skydive or scuba dive?
Scuba dive.
Really?
Like safety grandma over here. Safety grandma. Like, I think anything adventurous that involves being off the ground is like a no-go.
Oh, no. Are you a little gravitationally insecure?
A little bit, yeah.
Have you ever been? Have you ever been snorkeling?
I have. Okay. Maui. We used to go to Maui, like once a year, like pre-kids, and then you have kids, and that all changes. But yes, snorkeling, amazing. Yeah. Not scuba diving yet.
Yes. What is your order at the coffee shop?
Oh, girl. If it's not 20 below in Alaska, 16 ounce Americano with a bump of almond milk. If it is like defrosted out here, iced Americano, 16 ounce with almond milk.
Okay. No flavor in it or anything?
It's like, I know, so boring. If I'm like living on the edge, a sprinkle of cinnamon.
Oh, wow. Really? Go all out.
Yeah, wild up here.
Jeez.
So you prefer the cold drink, even though you're in Alaska?
Yes, I think that iced coffee, doesn't it taste different than hot coffee, right?
Oh, for sure.
It tastes better, doesn't it?
I'm a hot coffee person.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll go for the hot coffee. All right, my dear.
I love it.
What is your favorite recipe to cook?
Oh, you know what? I'm like a hearty spaghetti kind of girl. I feel like no matter like what kind of day you've had, if you come home and have like the biggest plate of spaghetti and cheesy bread and like a huge salad, it's like the ultimate comfort meal ever.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
Where would you travel to if money and time weren't an issue and if COVID was gone so that you could travel again? Where would you go?
I have always had Australia or Southern Africa on my list. I just think like nature, just being out in the wild, like seeing everything, like the animals, the culture, the food, just would be amazing. Bucket list for sure.
Yes.
Really?
I like both of those.
I do know someone in Australia if you want to go.
Oh girl, well, yeah. Well,
I know. I
pick you up on that.
All right, last one. What is your sensory quirk?
Oh man. I hate, can I do that? Can I do
something
I don't like?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, have you guys used veggie straws in the clinic?
Oh, like, yeah.
We have them at home, and my kids and my husband crunch like there is no tomorrow. I'm like, can you guys, like the five crunch per one straw. And I'm like, can you guys, shh, please. It's like the loudest crunch ever. And like sensory rewinds, it just like sends me over.
Like, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
I know exactly what you're talking about, like the five crunch per straw.
Yep. That's how you have to eat them, though.
Every kid. And my own. And my husband. It's a thing. Veggie straw thing.
That's so funny.
I love it. All right, my dear, now that everyone knows your deepest, darkest secrets, tell us who you are, what you do, why you do it, how you do it, all those good things.
Yes. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. If you are new to our world, my name is Jennifer Blossom. I am a mom, a wife, an occupational therapist. I'm the CEO and founder over at blossomingmoms.co. We are a digital wellness brand that really helps overwhelmed moms simplify motherhood. It's so easy for us as moms to really get caught up in the overwhelm and the demands of life and motherhood, that we really get the joy and meaning of motherhood stripped away from us, and we're constantly just in this battle of constant survival mode. And so my heart is to really help moms get to the root of that and create simple habits and mindset shifts to conquer that chaos, conquer our mindset, and really reclaim our motherhood back again, so we can create this life-giving, fulfilling, meaningful motherhood that I feel like we are all supposed to leave. So that's what I'm all about in a nutshell.
How did you get started with that? What gave you that idea?
You know, it actually started 7 years ago, which is crazy, in grad school when I was getting my doctorate, and I just hit this massive crossroad of extreme anxiety, extreme overwhelm, extreme just life burnout, while ironically trying to grow our families. We were walking this massive road of infertility and just this really heavy season. And it was in that time when I was learning more about the body and the mind and getting all my graduate work done that I just started to go inwards and started to blog about what I was learning about myself, my body, our just the human body in general, and started to heal. And from there, it turned into a blog, to a fitness blog, to a hobby, to a, hey, I'm helping myself. And now all these women are coming to just get light and encouragement as well. And from there, it's just snowballed into this massive wellness brand for moms, just really following my heart of where I've been and where I've been and come now, and just, yeah, exploded ever since.
Isn't that the beauty of occupational therapy, though? How it guides you into these certain niches, you know? Like, we've been interviewing people all day who've been doing the same thing. It's like, yeah, I've got my degree in OT, but I'm doing this, this, and this. And yes, it's related, but it's also so different.
Yes, which I think is like one of the hardest things to explain about our profession, is that it's not black and white. Like, mm-hmm. It's so a little bit of everything, like a mosh pot. But it's also like the beauty of it, because it's really like that. It embodies that holistic approach to life, to motherhood, to children, to like wherever you're at in your field. It's just, you can really do so much with it that you can't traditionally with other careers.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yes.
And so then you have a couple of kids of your own.
Mm-hmm. I do. I have, at the time of this recording, I have a 2.5-year-old Brody, and then a newborn. He'll be almost 5 months old, which is crazy. I feel like I just had him in the middle of COVID, which is very interesting. But yeah, so I've got two little boys at home.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about kind of how and why you got started with your podcast. You've got just an amazing, we've been listening to your episodes, and we're just in awe. Like, we love it.
Thank you. Yes, so the Blossoming Moms Show, it started in 2018. It was really an outlet. I always tell our moms, like, we have, like, thousands and thousands of moms, which is so crazy, all over the world, like in our community. And I always tell them, it's like a life coach in your back pocket. It is just such a cool platform to reach, to connect, to empower. I feel like podcast listeners are really a different breed. Like, it's not like you're on Instagram or Facebook just to get like to block up that white space and to kind of numb out. Like, people who are in the podcast world really want to intentionally grow or be educated or inspired or encouraged. And so it's really like this weekly dose of education, encouragement, inspiration to move, to help moms move their dial forward in their life, in their minds, with their habits. So it's just my way to pour back into those mamas.
Love that. Love it. It's true, though. Podcast listeners, it's almost like, you know, Instagram's great for entertainment. You know, they're starting to be more of like educational, and you can learn more about that. But those people who take the podcast to the next level. They are your ride or die. You know, they're your lifers and your tribe.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it's a different breed, which is amazing. So cool.
Yeah.
And a blessing, too, to be able to have the technology and the means to do this. Like, so we live in such a great era right now. I know, like, our world's going through a lot right now, but we really live in a really unique time.
Yes.
Definitely.
Sure.
And so then your podcast is centered around motherhood and wellness. Is that right?
Yes. Our heart is to really, again, like, meet moms where they're at right now. And most moms come at us like in this, find us, hear us, meet us when they are so overwhelmed. They don't even know like what that next right step forward is. And so it's my hope that she can come into our podcast world, our online world, and hopefully like soon our in-person world, and just be poured into, just to have those tools and to be empowered and equipped to know, okay, what is my next right step? Because it's like, I feel like so many of us have advice coming from so many different ways, or we're Pinterest searching this, or we're Instagramming that, we're trying to, and we have so many pieces, but we don't even know like what to do with those pieces. And so really helping her say, hey, okay, like, here's where I'm at right now. Here's what I'm gonna do to take one simple step forward. Because oftentimes it's like a January 1st resolution thing. We try to change too many things all at once. We have all these grandiose ideas, and it's so overwhelming that we end up after a week or a month right back at square one. And so it really is taking those small baby steps forward every single week. And then week after week after week, those little baby steps become that sustainable life change for the long run. And so that's really our goal, is to help her make those little mental shifts and physical shifts and lifestyle shifts week after week after week to really reshape and recalibrate our life.
Do you have like a guide for this, like a step-by-step guide?
Girl, like all of our programs, yes.
There you go.
A bunch of different programs that help moms. Come in like wherever you're at right now, whether it's your mindset, whether it's like your whole motherhood, whether it's your eating. So really helping her find out, okay, where am I feeling most overwhelmed right now? And then we help her, you know, with that resource or program or tool to help create those habits. And reshape those behaviors within that program or resource. Because there's so much. Yeah. There's so much, like, thinking about life. And, like, OT, too, it's like you've got your emotional well-being. You've got your nutritional well-being. It's like, where do you even start? So really looking at those different areas and focusing on one at a time has been super helpful.
So then which one do you start with in those different areas?
I always... like our main, like our signature model is a program called Simplify Your Motherhood. And really it looks at we've created it so it's like the 11 most overwhelming areas in motherhood. So things like your relationships, parenting, healthy eating, your mental health, self-care, fitness, all of these things that we try to balance as moms, and all these things that we try to balance, but we always end up dropping the balls because we don't know how to juggle them well. And that leads down this black hole of burnout and overwhelm and survival mode. And so what we do is we really just take moms through a linear progression of, okay, right here, we're going to start working on your mindset. We're going to figure out what your vision is for your family, what your vision is for your life. Because without that vision, like, how do we even know what we're working towards? And so really helping her figure out where she's aiming towards in life, and then reshaping those habits throughout each of those modules is what we work through for her.
So you've gone through this, right? So it sounds like 7 years ago, you really struggled with this. And so through your journey and your experience, you figured out kind of what works for you, tools for you.
Yes.
And so now you're able to share that.
Yeah, this has been like years and years in the making, from my own journey, from my own like breaking point. I remember it was like one defining moment of me like not having showered for a week or two. That's really gross. But it was like this heavy postpartum season with my firstborn. And I was just at a breaking point. Like, I was so exhausted, so frustrated. I was like, is this all that there is for motherhood? And I felt so guilty because we had walked through 2.5 years of infertility. And I was like, I was having these feelings of motherhood not being what I thought it was going to be. And it was just like me at this breaking point and just sobbing to my husband, like, I don't think I'm made to be a mom. And like, it was in that moment, where I just had this like light bulb of like, hey, like, I can choose to stay here and to go down this hole, or I can be forward-taking, like proactive, and stop reacting to my life, reacting to motherhood, reacting to all these things that life has thrown my way, and start making positive shifts forward. So it was in that moment that I decided to change. And so it wasn't overnight. It was just me at this breaking point and then deciding to take positive forward moving steps forward from that day on. That led to this whole new system of simplifying my life, my motherhood, that has now helped hundreds and hundreds of moms all over the world do the same, because we're not taught this. Like, I often think about, like, anytime I go to IKEA, like, you get this great dresser that looks great on the display case, and you get home and it's like freaking like the instruction books in 5 different languages. There's a million pieces, and you're like, okay, if this dresser is this complicated and I can't even read the directions, like, where's our direction book for motherhood? And so, like, I really want this to be like mom's instruction book and helping them to create those habits and systems in those overwhelming areas in her life, so she can get on, just stop feeling so yucky and overwhelmed, and just like create that joy, create that meaning, create that fulfillment in life again.
All right, guys, let's talk a little bit more about today's sponsor, Harkla. Like we said earlier, they make high quality products, things like sensory swings, weighted items, compression sheets, and supplements that everyone can benefit from.
If Rachel can successfully install a swing in her house, and if you didn't see her Instagram stories a while back, then you're missing out. You guys need to just watch them because it was great. But if Rachel can do it, then you can too. Not saying anything bad about Rachel. I'm just saying that it's so easy. It's a simple process that takes less than a day and provides results that will basically last as long as your house does.
And if you're in a clinic setting, this company is perfect for all of your sensory needs. Their equipment will withstand even the roughest of sensory seekers, and with their lifetime guarantee, should something crazy happen, they will replace it.
Okay, stay tuned, because at the end of this episode, we're going to give you a discount for when you purchase an item from Harkla. So I'm assuming that as you're helping moms go through this, that they're not doing this alone, right? It's not just them taking these new steps all by themselves. Like, they need to have their community around them as well.
Yes. Yeah, and that's one thing that is so important for us as moms in general, is that we need that tribe. Like, I feel like it's so easy to revert to isolation because things get really tough. And it's like the last thing you want to do sometimes when you are around screaming kids all day or a newborn is like, the last thing you want to do is like put yourself together and find your tribe of moms. It's like, I just want to veg out, go into Netflix and ignore everybody. But the problem is when that happens, it reoccurs over and over and over again. And it leads to other unhealthy lifestyle habits, binge eating or just overeating, undereating, overcaffeinating, over drinking too much wine, under drink. I mean, just like so many things that can be so specific for our moms, using social media to fill our white spaces. So it really leads us down this hole of really unhealthy habits. And so that community is so incredibly important for us, for here at the Blossoming Moms brand, but also for the motherhood community in general. And so, yeah, we have our moms supported in this private Facebook group. We have a great tribe on Instagram, and just really facilitate that community and that connection, so they are not doing motherhood alone. I feel like, we can be geographically restricted, especially now with COVID, which is like, we need more relationships and connection now more than ever. And so just creating that for her where she feels safe and supported and not alone is so important to for us to really just step into who we are called to be in motherhood.
Well, I think especially right now, like you said, with COVID, we're so restricted on, in-person interaction. And there's so many people who are really, really struggling with that loneliness, because you can do the virtual like Zoom get togethers, but it's still not enough, I think.
Yes. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things we talked about earlier, like you can't control, but doing everything in your power to facilitate those relationships virtually, social distancing, like whatever that it is, like it is so, so important for us and for our well-being, for sure.
Yeah. Oh. I just hear a child scream in the background.
Can you guys hear that? On my end?
You can hear dogs barking on our end, Legos on our end. So this
mom
is
mom life. I guess this is mom life at its finest.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, this mic's really good. I hope it didn't pick it up.
All good. Okay. So we kind of talked about OT and all the different directions, but what what drove you to go in this direction other than, you know, incorporating occupational therapy into your business?
For me, it was working for years with the pediatric population and also like in a orthopedic, I guess, adult setting as well. And just seeing the lack of support for moms who were postpartum, for moms who were, it was just like the motherhood community for me, I felt, is so underserved. And we had like our 6-week postpartum checkup and then that's it. And so I wanted to be this light, this force, this movement within the motherhood world that moms can come and get filled back up and get the tools she needs to be her happiest and her healthiest. Because when she's living that way, it has a direct impact on how she parents her kids, on how her kids control their big emotions. And so moms really set the tone for the homes, I feel like. And so it's just really, really important that we can serve and pour into our mamas so they can serve and pour into their kids, their husbands, their communities. Like, we really are that heartbeat of our homes.
Yeah.
And that's where my heart is.
And that's one reason why we chose to start our podcast as well. Because in the pediatric world, you know, we only have 10 or so minutes to really talk with our families about what we did and, you know, all this information. You can give them handouts, you can give them the tools, but we just felt like there was a gap in the information that we were sharing. And so giving the parents the tools to learn, like, what is my child actually doing in OT with this therapist? You know, why are they screaming and crying when they go back? Why won't, you know, things like that. And then how is it getting easier? And what are they doing? What are the tricks? So I think that's really important, to just empower these parents with these tools.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. We get such a short window between patient to patient. So having these branches, you know, podcasts or online community where we can just pour into these parents and families is just so important to have that extension of support.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's so cool.
Can we go off topic a little bit?
Of course.
I want to hear about, if you're okay talking about it, I want to hear about your journey through like infertility and kind of what that season of your life looked like.
Sure. No, yeah, I'm totally an open book. And actually, ironically, this all started at the same time. I have no idea why I thought it was a good idea to start up a family my last year of grad school. Like, that was smart. Anyway, like, your stress is like this high when you're working on like your thesis. Anyway, it's okay. So, it started my last year of grad school, and we just, you know, we're following the book. So like, okay, we'll go to grad school, start a family, we'll do all the things. It didn't happen for us. And so during grad school, I developed some really unhealthy habits. I think everything in my life felt so out of control. And so I grabbed onto things that felt like I could control. So things like eating, things like exercising, and it just led to under eating, over exercising, extreme caffeine, extreme anxiety and panic attacks. And it was down this really dark rabbit hole of a vicious cycle over and over and over again. And so I was in and out of specialist offices because I was having daily just panic and anxiety attacks over and over and over again, which one point, my darkest moment, it was actually at the very end of college. I was in Boise and I was laying on my apartment floor, what I thought was having a heart attack. My heart got this really sharp pain and I felt like there was an elephant sitting on my chest. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die right now. There's nobody around me. I have no family around me. I dialed 911 and I was so embarrassed to hit send that I just told myself, this is it. Like, I'm just going to, so dramatic, but I'm just going to die like on my floor. And obviously I didn't. It wasn't a heart attack. It was a massive anxiety attack. And from that moment on, I was like, I struggled with it for years in and out. And so anyways, living through infertility, I got to the bottom of this was all anxiety and panic. And so all that to say, it really messed up my hormones.
Yeah.
And so when we tried to conceive, I wasn't having a period. My hormones were extremely out of whack. And so then it was all this work of this massive guilt of why am I not getting pregnant? It's all my fault, blah, 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 blah. And so we did all the fertility workup of what I had to go through, just checking my body, my hormones, my uterus, like the whole thing. My husband did his all checkup. And so obviously it came back like he was fine and it was all on me. And so anyways, long story short, I had to do a lot of like deep, deep inner work of getting myself out of that bad cycle of not eating, over-exercising, stressing out, and just really finding this lifestyle that was holistically balanced as you know, what we as like, you know, in the OT world see it. And it ended up being just really low progesterone. And I ended up getting like a little hormone bump for that and got pregnant immediately right after that. But wow. I had to go through this whole work of like, how do I get myself at this homeostasis balance before we can conceive. And, I'm glad we walked through that journey, A, because I can empathize with other people who are going through it and know what that's like, but B, because like there's no way mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, I was ready like for that, for my little guy until I walked through that season. And so it was just a huge like defining moment in my life, and I think a huge catalyst of where we're at today, because I've been down that really dark road and I know what it's like to be down that. So that was really dark, but yeah. that was my journey.
Well, it's so interesting because we are so passionate about like fight or flight, right? So like if you're in that fight or flight mode, clearly you can't get pregnant, you can't have kids, you can't thrive. And so it's hard to see that you're in fight or flight when you're in it, right? Now looking back, you're like, oh, for sure, I was totally in that fight or flight mode, and it makes sense why I wasn't able to conceive. So I just think that's really interesting to be able to have that perspective of now, you know, successfully having two kiddos, and you can look back and was it easier conceiving your second kiddo?
Just took us a month.
Because you were regulated and your nervous system.
Well, and your body was getting what it needed, like nutrition wise.
Exactly. Well, I think it's just so important too for our listeners today is that like, that, I mean, it sounds like very simple of like, oh, healthy habits, healthy thinking, it's so important, but it really is, because if you just teeter off on one bad habit, like that's going to compound itself. I mean, like look at neuroplasticity, right? Like if we think one bad thought in our mind time and time again, like those neurons, those synapses are going to create those pathways. And I always say to our moms, like our thoughts become our actions, which become our habits, which become our lives. And so you can think negative thoughts and do negative things and over and over again, or you can flip that and be more proactive and say, okay, like, no, like I'm going to change this and create that positive shift in your mind and your actions and your habits and your life. Like it's just so, it's all interconnected. It's just so powerful. And I think we forget sometimes how powerful that is.
Are you familiar with Brooke Castillo?
I have listened to a few of her podcasts in the past, and I haven't for a while, but yes.
Because she talks about that same connection of your thoughts create your feelings create your actions create your results.
Yes.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I haven't listened to her for a couple of years, but I should tune back in. It's so true. So true.
Yeah, our brains are so powerful, and our thoughts just are the most powerful thing we have.
I know. Well, and it sounds like so wooey. Like I'm always like, it's really wooey, but it's not. Like it's like scientific. It's proven. Like, and it's just like if we can learn really how to master our mind and conquer that overwhelm, like that's when we can reclaim our life and our motherhood and just get on the fast track to creating that momentum and positive change in our life. But it has to start here first.
Yeah.
So, what do you do about the dads? What about the fathers?
What about the guys?
Like, that was so good. Like, I feel like as moms, like, we do, like, we set that tone. And so the way, like, we connect and conduct, like, ourselves, it has a ripple effect on our kids, on our husbands, on everybody around us. But it starts with us first. And then having, like, what I teach our moms is, like, that emotional relationship and connection with our husbands, because oftentimes they get pushed to the back, right? So bringing that back to the forefront and having those weekly meetings, just daily nights of discussion and just really being intentional with that connection, like that is so powerful for all the daddies out there.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. I love that.
Well, and kind of the same with your relationship with your kids then too.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's so easy to get caught in that like rut of just parenting over and over and over again without being intentional with just trying to get through the day. But really when we can take back that mind and shift that mindset and be intentional, proactive, and just that life-giving mom that you were meant to be, like it just changes the game for you and for your kiddos.
And just being present in the moment with your kids, you know, so important.
Do you have any specific strategies or tools that you use on a daily basis that help you?
You know what? I would go back to routines. Routines, like not rigid routines, but being flexible with how I run my days. And so my days don't run me. Like, that has been the biggest game changer night and day. So being able to set up routines for our morning, for our afternoon, for our evening, just so things flow well. And so I can get the things that I need to get done done, or that I want to get done done. Oftentimes I feel like we just wake up and we're just putting out fires all day long. And so being able to establish flexible routines throughout our life and you know, my life, my kids, like that has allowed us to flow. It's not perfect, but it helps us stay on track where we need to go. That's been like the biggest game changer for sure.
Do you use visual schedules with your kids? Well, your older kiddo, I guess.
You know what? I haven't yet. And I'm like, I probably should. I have not yet. But we're like in that point now where I'm like, we probably need them. Like, a little first then statement, boom.
Yeah.
Visual schedule. Like, we're kind of getting there where we're like, yeah, it's time.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's so fun to have those tools in your back pocket, though.
I know it is. I'm like, we need a reward chart. We're not doing great potty training. You know, reward charts can be nice.
I mean, he's only 2.5. That's fine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's do talk about, like, what's next for you professionally, besides the fact that you're going to move to Boise and, you know, start Blossom Being Mom's Co. here.
Yes, girl. I love the way that sounds. I love it. You know, we are just, taking it 1 year at a time. We are, right in the middle of a really exciting rebrand. We've got some new products coming out. And so we are just, showing up week after week, just pouring into our moms and just knocking on doors and seeing what opens. And so for us right now, professionally, we are just creating a new product suite for moms with just updated and new programs and services and all kinds of things. We just kind of exploding right now, which is so cool to see, like, just the need in the motherhood community. And so for us, that's what we're doing right now, is just nose in the grind, making new services for our moms to really help them thrive.
Awesome.
So then what all do you have to offer? You have a podcast, sounds like you have courses.
Yep, we do. We have a podcast. We have different courses, resources. We have some master classes for our moms that just really tackle different areas of motherhood. We also have a Healthy Kitchen Club, which is the membership service to a digital collection of online recipes that are super duper healthy and simple. You know, moms are always like, I mean, myself included, was used to always search Pinterest for recipes, and it was like, okay, I don't have this, I don't have that. There's 20 million ads. So we wanted to create like one safe place for moms to come and just get all her recipes, super simple, ad-free. And so we have all that for our moms as well too. So just looking at, again, where the moms feel so overwhelmed, and then creating programs and products and tools for her to just have the skills to overcome that and to really thrive in those areas.
I like the recipe one. I might have to check that out.
We should share that with our membership.
I need to look at that.
That would be awesome.
I'm in need of new recipes for sure.
Hook you up.
Well, I mean, are your recipes for people like me who don't cook?
Yeah, I always say they are for newbies or a seasoned chef.
We're all like gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, dye-free, fun-free.
Fun-free.
Fun-free. Like, our recipes are primarily gluten-free and dairy-free, but we use like things like almond flour and almond milk and teach you really simple ways to shift how you're cooking so you can still enjoy like chocolate chip cookies without A, the guilt, and B, like, you're going to feel better like on the inside.
Well, and we'll share all of these links in our show notes too, so everyone can find them. Okay, what is one big piece of advice that you can give our listeners right now that they can go and implement immediately?
I would say it's all about simplifying. Right now, we live in a world where we are trying to almost wear busyness as a badge of honor. We want to do more, we want to be more, we want to add more to our list. And for my take-home message for moms and for families today, it's not about doing more. It's not about adding more to your list. It's about learning what's most important for you and for your family, like knowing those priorities, and then designing a life around what's important to you. Because if you try to do everything for everyone all the time, like, that's where you're going to go down that road of burnout. And so really really learning how to simplify and to focus on your priorities to design a life that feels good for you and for your family. Like, that's where the success of life, the richness of life comes from.
Yes, for sure.
Totally. Take more off of your plate.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, we were just talking to somebody else too about like bringing fun back into your day and doing things that bring you joy, like playing a musical instrument and getting back to that fun.
Exactly. We have lost that. It's almost become a chore.
Yeah.
So bringing that back to life is so, so important.
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap up, do you have any questions for us?
I would love to know, like, what is your guys' best, like, this is like such a loaded question, but like best take home sensory tip for life? Or for kids, or for moms, or like whatever. Like, what's your number one sensory tip? That's such a big question.
I think I would go with putting on your sensory goggles. So as a parent, put on your sensory goggles so you can see what the child is experiencing with a sensory lens on.
And understand why they're behaving the way they're behaving.
Yes, exactly.
And knowing that, like, each child is so different. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to parent, like, all of our kids the same, or, like, treat all of our kids the same. Yeah. But, yeah, having those sensory goggles or glasses on and being able to see, like, what do they need?
Yeah.
Like, what agitation or what would help them? Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. So good.
I would also add to move your body. Our bodies are meant to move. And especially kids need to move to learn and to get out their emotions. And so the more movement you can incorporate into the day, the better.
For sure.
Yeah. I learned that when we had to do teletherapy at our clinic. I mean, coming from a career where we move nonstop with our kids, where it's almost exhausting because you're moving so much and you're seeing all these kids. But to go from that to being sedentary all day staring at a screen, it was so eye-opening. And I had to not force myself, but I had to really focus on getting outside, taking a hike on my lunch break, moving, going on a walk, just somehow getting that movement. Otherwise, I was a wreck. Yeah.
And that's how our kids are too, especially if they're on a screen for a good part of the day. They need to get up and move.
Yep, that sedentary lifestyle, like really breaking that. And now with all the at-home learning too, it's just so important right now that moms or whoever is home right now with their kids, like you have those, I always tell our moms, like, their brain breaks, like having those brain and body breaks for your kids to move and wiggle and jump and get outside and just so important.
Yeah, go throw the ball for the dog. Like
she had her son Logan this morning running up and down the stairs for his brain break.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, we got to get creative. Like, whatever it takes.
It doesn't have to. I think this would be another tip. There's more than one.
I know. Sorry.
Would be to just keep it simple. Like, a sensory brain break doesn't have to be this super complex thing. It can be something super simple with what you have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love it. Love it. Yeah.
Well, there it is. Jennifer, Jenny, Jen. So happy that you joined us today. We appreciate you. And it's been so fun learning about your community and all that you're doing to help new moms. I am going to be, by the time this episode probably launches, I'm going to be like...
You're going to be a mom.
I'm going to be... You will. Oh, gosh. I'm going to be like, please help me.
You're going to be so deep into everything.
I know. It's great.
You're going to do great. So excited for you.
Thank you, my dear.
Well, thank you for being here and taking the time. And I'm excited to listen to more of your podcast. Oh, so.
Yes. Thank you for having me, you guys.
Yes.
So much.
Of course.
All right, you guys. How awesome is Jennifer Blossom? Oh, my gosh, that rhymed.
Perfect. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that was a blast. I could hang out with her all day long.
Well, I think we are going to end up hanging out with her when she moves to Boise, right?
Yes. I think if you guys want her to move to Boise, then go to her Instagram at blossomingmoms_co. Send her a message and say, you need to move to Boise and hang out with Rachel and Jessica. Okay?
Yep, for sure.
All right, you guys, one more quick reminder about today's sponsor, Harkla Co., a family-owned company that provides therapy and sensory equipment along with supplements. We love them. We love their mission. We love their equipment. And we love that 1% of each month's sales goes to the University of Washington's Autism Center, which funds cutting edge research and sponsors scholarships for children with autism to attend a summer camp. How cool is that?
For real. I love it. They're great. They're local to Boise, which is really cool for us, but I mean, it's still cool for everyone else too. But if you're ready to jump in and check these guys out, go to harkla.co, harkla.co, and you can save 10% on any of their products by using the code SENSORY, SENSORY. Make sure you let us know what your thoughts are and definitely go check them out.
So Jennifer, bless her heart, is going to share some coupon codes and discounts for all of her goodies that we talked about today in the podcast. So of course, you guys know that you can find links to everything in our show notes and on our blog at thesensoryproject.com.
And make sure that you add her podcast to your list of podcasts. It's called The Blossoming Moms Show, and she launches a new episode every Monday, and I've been listening to it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I love it. I just like talking to her and listening to her, and she's just full of positive energy, like Rachel said, and she's just super fun.
She is. She will bring lots of light into your life, so take advantage of those resources. If you're a mom, if you're a therapist, if you're a dad, maybe just have your wife listen, or, you know, whoever you are, you can benefit from the things that she shares. She is just rocking it, and we're just so grateful that she took time out of her schedule to chat with us.
Yes, so go check her out on Instagram, check out her website, her podcast, all the things. Leave us a review if you have a moment, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye guys. We are so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.